Hello again. This is Nanda Yogini from Nanda Yogini Arts in Over the Moon Talks. Hope you're all well and hanging in with all the changes and the non-changing patterns, apparently non-changing patterns in the world, life, restrictions, etc. Hope you're keeping yourself healthy, as balanced as you can be, and above all, happy. So this life is definitely an opportunity to be honored, lived, experienced. And to embrace happiness. So of course, again, yogis, yoginis, meditators, thinkers, lunatic ones. Let's reflect on the moon. Could it be the sun? Could it be a star? Could it be the earth? Could it be our bodies, our breath? But we will use the moon as our guide, our inspiration, some more episodes now. The moon, this feminine symbol, universally representing the rhythm of time, embodying cycles, rhythm, beginnings, endings, growth, loss, transformation. The phases of the moon, if we observe them, we can see so many different aspects in them. They symbolize immortality and eternity, enlightenment, or the dark side of each of us, the dark side of nature itself. It reflects inner knowledge, the faces of humans in Earth. It controls the tides, the rains, the waters, the seasons. It represents, in a way, the realm between the conscious and the unconscious. When the moon is queen in the sky, it's when we close our eyes and sleep and go into our inner universes of dream. It's when we rest and rejuvenate, when we process thoughts, emotions, trauma, when we process our perception or refine our perception. about the analogy for the stages of human development or life cycle, the new moon would be infancy, childhood, the freshness of childhood, the fresh dark sky of a new moon, very innocent, it's still not showing what is to come, but giving promises, the promises of who we will be, what we will do. One question that everybody asks kids, or used to ask at least in my childhood, was, what do you want to be when you grow up? Promises. It's funny, because I used to say a gardener. And my parents would be surprised, or maybe shocked, or disappointed. Oh, with so many good professions in the world, she wants to plant flowers or whatever. Yeah, maybe it was because of the new moon promises, the seeds that were growing. The crescent moon would represent the youth or adolescence. How we are infused with life energy, hormones, passion, discoveries when we are adolescents. The confusing teenage burst of energy, exactly like the crescent waxing moon. Sometimes too much to bear. But joyful. Or at least that's what both are supposed to be. The life is never perfect. The full moon, then maturity, adult life, maybe pregnancy for some. Maybe pregnancy or growth and fertility in other ways. Fertility in your work, in what you offer the world, what you offer yourself, your identity, who you became, who you came through life. Understanding that person under the clear light of the full moon. And of course, the full moon is sometimes overwhelming as well. Not easy, but bright, full of possibilities. Sometimes hard to digest, too much is happening. How to process all of it? Isn't that adulthood? How did I get here? How did I grow this old? Every month, a happens with the moon, reminding us of our cycles of growth. And finally, the waning moon, representing the decline of life, sleep, aging. Maybe representing some losses we have through life, the loss of a love, the loss of a dream, the abandonment of a project. It fades and naturally fades. As winter and the way it arrives. Makes us retreat inside to process the losses, the loss of light, the loss of warmth. Its nature is very intelligent, very generous, and wants to prepare us for all the other losses. Life is always back, and light is always back. And after the dark moon, the waning moon is the dark moon when it's fading. We have always the chance of being a child again. The new, one new breath, one new love, one new book, one new song, even if it's an old one, in a new version. Phases in life, the phases of the moon, navigating through them with acceptance, navigating through them with openness. It's always in movement as life, our thoughts, our experiences, and more open we are to them, the more we value and honor this experience called life. So let's breathe in deeply now together, fresh.